throughout 110 years of history, throughout different leaders, the same God has been working to do his work. I often think about Rachel C's love, who brought the power of the Holy Spirit to Springfield, Missouri. She influenced her sister Lily and left to the place she needed to go. At the same time, I think about the future of Central Assembly. The future won't come automatically, which needs our value, our actions, our efforts, and our influence. So tonight, I will speak about focusing on the present. Present is between the past and the future. I want to share with you 7 points that we need to focus on in the present. P, press on toward the goal. Paul wrote this message to the church of Philippi. He said, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Paul wrote Philippians from Rome during his imprisonment there. About 16 years before that time, God birthed the Philippians church using one wealthy businesswoman, Lydia, and her converts. She was from Thyatira, which was 20 miles southeast from Pergamum in Asia Minor. God used international women. Yes. The Philippian church had been a partner with Paul's mission financially. When Philippian church heard about Paul's situation, they sent Epaphroditus to Paul with their gift for him. Epaphroditus was very ill, yet Paul was very moved by his visitation and the Philippian church prayer and the gift. So he was inspired and wrote this letter and sent him back with the letter, with this message to the Philippian church. Paul's focus on the present was pressing on toward the goal, which God had called him heavenward in Christ Jesus. So Central Assembly, we had a great past, but as we move forward to the future, we need to focus on pressing on toward the goal God has for us. And we can continue to invest eternal investment in people's life. Are ready for God's work. God is at work every day, every moment. So we need to be ready for God's work. We often think about what we don't have, but we need to focus on what God has given to us. We need to use our strength to lead others and for others. That will create a great blessing for others. E, embrace God's value in you. God values in you. On the back of my notes, I paste the "Who We Are" statement using from Neil Anderson's ministry. I can't go through all of it because of the time limit, but I want to make sure that you know that who you are in Christ Jesus. God values you. We are accepted. We are loved, and he trusts us. So we need to, our role, our work is to embrace it. Just knowing is not enough. Embrace it and live in the value because God values us. S, seeking his guidance. Holy Spirit is the one who closed the door and opened doors for us. And every day we need to seek God's guidance. Kay Burnett, director of women's ministries, said this to me. "Yuriko, we are an arrow. God is the archer. He will guide your aim." So we got to know what's the aim. God is leading each one of you. And he knows the aim. He will lead your steps for it. Well, last June, I was taking one of the class of AGTS, and I was in this tension that time. But our friend, Mr. Kenji, called me. And he is a Japanese lawyer working in the New York City. And he told me that he and his family moved to Michigan, and he connected with one of the Assemblies of God church. So I said, that's good for you. And he said, Yuriko, I like the life of Midwest. I could be home after 5 p.m. So I just laughed and I said, welcome to Midwest. And he said, Yuriko, you need to know that there are many Japanese companies here, which means that there are many Japanese people. You got to come. Daisuke, you got to come here with the gospel. Well, that time, I didn't want to connect with that idea because of so many books on my desk. I had to read at least 3 books in a week. So I said, let's pray. It kind of, you know, I need the personal space from that idea. And then it just concluded with the prayer. And in 2 days, he called me back with excitement. He said, Yuriko, listen to this. I just kind of needed a distance from the phone. And he said, I met 2 more Japanese who goes to different Assemblies of God church. And her husband has been praying in the spirit that God would send missionary from Japan to Michigan with the gospel. So I said, oh, wow, that's great. And I hung up and I prayed with Daisuke in the spirit. And I sensed Macedonian call. Since then, I started to pray for it. So last October, I went there for research. And I talked with the Japanese National Fellowship and District Assemblies of God, Michigan District. And I talked with the Ethnic Relations Office. And I connected with the people. In 2 days, I discovered that 5 Assemblies of God churches had a Japanese congregation. So last weekend, Daisuke and I, our kids, was sent from National Japanese Fellowship to Michigan, and we had a partnership to lead a first Assemblies of God Michigan Japanese Mission Conference. And God brought people who did not know each other, but God created a wonderful network in the Assemblies of God district, and I kept seeking what God would do as a result. One of the Japanese lady told me, God put fire in your heart. And the Lord spoke to her, you can't do Japanese ministry. So she told me, because the Lord put me fire in me, and I said yes to God, I'm going to lead the Japanese ministry through her local church. That's one of the biggest church in the Michigan Assemblies district. But I just praise God what God did for her. I remember last October, I was praying the hotel, Lord, what we need. I needed an interpreter, pianist, and worship leader. And I all of a sudden, I thought about one Japanese lady. She's in Canada, but she used to be my Sunday school teacher when I was a freshman of a college. She was a kindergarten student. But I started to remember she's in Canada now to study English. So I emailed her, and she said, actually, I'm just 1.5 hours away from the Northville, Michigan, and I'm willing to help. So she served the Lord with us together. Everything God led, and he did wonderful work among us. Praise God. Empower yourself and others. We need to be careful about negative self-talk. Judgmental self-talk and unforgiving self-talk can weaken you. We need to speak God's recognition of and value in you to yourself, then to others. A year and a half ago, I had a spiritual retreat alone. That was one of the requirements from my class at AGTS. So I was alone, and I was so bored. You know, I needed family or friends to talk, but I had to be alone with God. And when I was praying, Jesus took me to the basement. It was a very dark door. Jesus opened the door, and I had to go into it. And I met the inner child 5-year-old, my son, who was very angry about parents absent because of the ministry. And then I met also 8-year-old, my soul. And I started to express it to Jesus. And Jesus, did you know that at that time I was very lonely? Did you know when I was 8-year-old, I was very hurt? Did you know that when I was 14, I was very embarrassed and angry? I started to express all those, my little inner child's soul crying to Jesus. They didn't know to they could express it to Jesus, but that was in me. I started doing that and express it to Jesus. And at the end, I told all the souls, Yuriko, Jesus was with you. You were safe at that time. Then all my soul just to come and experience peace. Since then, I experienced great freedom and peace in myself. Sometimes your inner child navigate your self-talk with the worries and say, don't go, don't step in, you're gonna hurt again, or you're gonna be lonely again. But we have to deal with inner child with God's word, and you need to keep empowering yourself. Jesus was with you. Jesus is with you. Jesus will be with you forever. He promised that. And then take initiative and talk positively about yourself. Then your language will be changed to other people. The more you speak kind word to yourself, the more your language to other people will be softened and kind. And never stop believing in the big God. God is a big God. Because in the past, leaders believed a big God and paid for it. So we are blessing, in the blessing, in such a big facility. You may say, you can't, but God will say, I can do it for you. You may say, I want, but God will say, I will do it for you. You may say, I stop, I quit. But God can start it again. God is a good God. God is a good God, big God. I remember I started my doctoral program in 2010, but I quit the course because there was one class I couldn't pass. And the professor encouraged me, you can continue, but 2012, that's enough. I need to focus my parenting, you know. I had many excuses, but I quit and I thought I couldn't do it again. But 2015, my husband encouraged me to restart it. And I needed the courage to believe God. And God has been helping me. And I finished all the deeming courses, classes. Well, I shouldn't celebrate yet because I have a project started from this Sunday, this June. So I don't celebrate yet. But I want to share the big God who gave me courage again to restart. If something that you quit, if something God spoke you to do and you think you couldn't do it, I want you to believe in the big God. He can do it for you. T, last point. Together, we serve in one spirit. This is the focus on the present. Together, we serve in one spirit. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lead our heart to submit to one another. We often focus on our differences. American culture, Japanese culture is different. When we lead international ministry, Chinese culture is different than Indian culture. We focus on the difference, even the generation. This culture is different. Now our generation. Men is different than women. We focus on the difference. Focus on the difference. Study about that. It's not bad, good. But when Holy Spirit work, He embraced everybody into his presence. And his God, our Heavenly Father's heart be pleased. When we see differences, we need to think about our Father's heart. He wants to see the unity among the generations, among the cultural differences, among the gender differences. He wants to see the unity in his presence and work through each one of us to submit one another. Submission is not mean obedience. Submission means that I want to come under you and lift you up because I love Jesus and I love you. Out of the love, I want to submit you. That's the motivation the Holy Spirit can give to our heart. When we focus on the Spirit works, God will shape our future. He will bless our future. So we want to do our part, and He will take care of His part. I'd like you to stand and sing one more time this song. Lord, I offer my life to you. Lord, use us as a living sacrifice because I live for you and I trust the future of Central Assembly. You're going to guide through our lives. Let's sing songs.